Two-thirds and two-fifths.
Maybe it'd be like 64%.
No, less than 50%.
Well, two-thirds is more than 50%.
Might be like...
Okay, anyway.
Four nights.
We're getting off to a good start.
Yeah, exactly. And we begin. We are on Yud Tesmet Beis.
No.
We are on Yud Tesmet Beis. 19b.
Oh.
We're in Yud Tesmet Beis. We start with the Mishnah. And we will hopefully make our way to the next daf where it ends with a two dots. It's about 10, 12 lines down. It ends with a two dots. The reason why I went ahead on Monday to get to the Mishnah here is because this sugya over here takes us all the way to the two dots on Chaf Amud Aleph, and it doesn't stop, so there's no real stopping point. So we have to make it to the two dots. We don't have a choice. I'm just somehow, again, getting you all choked up. I haven't even gotten started. I'm just getting warmed up here.
Your words are so moving.
Something about the way I express myself.
Okay.
What?
Looks like they're women can read.
Yeah, we'll get there. But anyway, okay.
These, but then this, it would the, be
tonight's, tonight's one of these limuds. Tonight's one of the... forget it. Hakol Kshir... Guys, I can't talk. Hakol Kshir and Likros is a Megillah. Everybody is kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz Mecheir Shota V'Katan. Except for a Cheirish, a Shota, and a Katan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda, however, allows the Katan to read. Okay? Now, the focus of the Mishnah in the vacuum is on Kriyas Megillah, right? Really, the focus seems to be, can a Katan read the Megillah? And according to the Tanakhama, they cannot. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they can. Okay? Now, the Gemara, however, is not going to discuss Kriyas Megillah per se. It's one of the examples, but the Gemara really focuses not even on Katan at all, even though it will incorporate some things about a Katan. Really, the Gemara's focus is on Cheresh. Okay? Cheresh normally is a Cheresh she'ena medaber ve'ena shomea. Normally, a Cheresh is a deaf-mute, but in our case, we can't be talking about a deaf-mute. Why?
Because we already mentioned a deaf person?
No, that's not why.
Because how can he read if he's...
Exactly. How can he read? How can the mission discuss a deaf-mute potentially reading if he can't even talk? That would be a pile ploy. Okay? So we're talking here about a... a medaber ve'eino shomea. He can speak, but he cannot hear.
You talking about the cheresh or the shota?
I'm talking about a cheresh here. I haven't said anything about a shota. The first time I said a shota was cheresh shota v'katan, but I almost breathed over the shota. I didn't say anything about the shota. I'm saying about the shota. Shota is nothing. Don't even talk about the shota. You talking about the shota? I'm not talking about a shota. You talking about a shota?
I've talked about many shotas
before. So a cheresh is normally a deaf mute, but here it just means a deaf.
Yes. It was some of my best friends actually.
Right. Okay.
If I relax, I'll fall asleep.
A cheresh is normally a deaf mute. Here we're talking about a medaber ve'eino shomea. He can speak, but he cannot hear. And the Tanakhama seems to be clear that a cheresh is not allowed to read the Megillah b'chlal. Hakol sheirin chutz mecheresh. So the mashmaos, the simple implication of the Mishnah is that a cheresh cannot whatsoever read the Megillah, and that's where our Gemara picks up, and that's why the Gemara picks up with the following: Man Tana cheresh v'di'evad amilo. Who is the Tana, the Tanakama of the Mishnah that says that a cheresh, even b'di'evad, meaning under no circumstances, can he read the Megillah? Because that's the mashmaos of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. Amar Rav Mas, Rabbi Yossi, I'll tell you it's Rabbi Yossi. The Tanan, because we learned in a Mishnah, HaKorei Shema V'lo Yishmiya La'azno, Yatza. If a person reads the Shema, and he doesn't hear what he says, Yatza, he's going to be Yotze. So here, obviously, again, we're talking about a person who's reading, he's able to read it, but he cannot hear it. He's Yotze. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama, who we'll see is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, you're not going to be Yotze. Okay, if you're reading the Kriya Shema but you don't hear what you're saying, you're not going to be Yotze Kriya Shema. So that seems to jive now. The Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who says under no circumstances are you Yotze, seems to jive with the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that seems to say that under no circumstances at all is a Cheresh, since he cannot hear, going to be able to read the Megillah.
Shema, say that a deaf person doesn't even have a mitzvah to read the Shema?
Right. He does not have a chiyuv.
If you'd be giving him a mitzvah, he can't be...
Correct. He wouldn't, exactly. He wouldn't even have a chiyuv. That's exactly how Rabbi Yossi would learn. Okay? That's the mashmos. That's a direct mashmos in the Gemara. Very simple. The Tanakhama is going to be Rabbi Yossi. That's option... This is what we're going to call it option A. Option A of the Gemara, which the Gemara prefers right now, is that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yossi, who says by Kriya Shema that you cannot be Yotze if you don't hear it. So too in the Megillah, if you don't hear it, you're not going to be Yotze. That's why a Cheresh is no good at all.
I mean, it's not a flawless limud.
Not a flawless limud. Indeed, it is not a flawless limud. Because the Gemara is going to challenge it and say, well, maybe not. Umi maid Rav Yossi hu dievenami lo. Why are we strapped into the sheet of Rav Yossi and forced to say that our Mishnah means even b'di'eved, meaning under no circumstances, can a cheresh possibly read? Dilma Rav Yehudahi, ulechadchila hu delo. Maybe, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, and all it's saying is lechadchila. We prefer that the cheresh not read. Hadiyevet shnaper dummy. But maybe b'di'eved he's allowed to. And therefore, when the Mishnah says akol sher in the kodesh hamagila chutz micheresh, that only means lechadchila. But b'di'eved, perhaps we would allow it. And maybe option B is that our Mishnah is not talking even b'di'eved, meaning under no circumstances, but maybe it's talking on the lechadchila level. We don't want the cheresh to do it. But b'di'eved, if he's done it, he's done it. He's yotze. Maybe that's in fact good, and that would jive with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, lo salkadaitech. Do not go there. Don't go to option B. Why not? What's wrong with option B? There's going to be two problems with option B. The Gemara is going to address problem number one, and then knock it down, and then problem number two, and knock it down. But let's see it. Lo salkadaitech, do not think that this is, that option B is a good option, that it goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dekatani, cheresh, dumya deshote vekatan. Because when the Mishnah talks about a cheresh, it talks about cheresh in the context of a shote and a katan. Just like ma shote vekatan dieved namilo, just as we know a shote, a guy who's not working with a full deck, he's totally b'di'eved. Even he's not gonna be yotze. He cannot do it. He cannot read the Megillah, and a katan cannot read it either. Av cheresh d'yeved namilo. You have to say that since the cheresh is listed in the same context, in the same list as the shota and the katan, you would say that the dinim are the same. So don't tell me that the cheresh is only a din lechadchila in our Mishnah. But b'di'eved, you would be able to, because I'll tell you, the fact that the Mishnah lumps a cheresh with a shota and a katan, that's mashma that the cheresh has the same din as the katan. And that's why we can't say it's only lechadchila, so you gotta knock it out. What you gotta say?
A cheresh could be a super genius. Right?
Super genius.
It could be deaf.
Could be deaf, but a super genius. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So where a katan is a katan. And a shota is retarded. Right. You're talking about a person who could have very high.
Usually, it's a good point. The Gemara usually refers to the cheresh shota of a katan as lav b'nei deya. They don't lav bar das. They don't have das. But it doesn't mean to say that they're stupid per se. Shota is stupid. But the katan is not necessary. It could be a brilliant katan.
You're right.
It could be a brilliant katan. It could be a brilliant cheresh. But what the Gemara means when it says the lav bar das is that they are not working with the same capacities as the average individual, and therefore that in a sense incapacitates them and therefore limits their abilities to do these types of mitzvahs. Okay. But Enechanami, you're right. So says the Gemara, because the Cheresh and the Shota and the Katan are listed together, therefore we have to say the Cheresh is also b'di'eved namilo, that the Cheresh is also not good b'di'eved, just like the Shota and the Katan are not good b'di'eved. Therefore, option A of going back to Rav Yossi is really our only option. That's what the Gemara wants to posit right now. The Gemara is going to reject that. Why? So it says, maybe not. V'dilma ha'kadi isa v'ha'kadi isa. Maybe. It's not true. Maybe it's true that the Gemara the Gemara does lump Cheresh with Shota and a Katan, but they doesn't mean, the Mishnah does not mean to say that just because a Shota and a Katan are b'di'evet also not Yotze, that a Cheresh is also b'di'evet not Yotze. Maybe it's just telling you on a lechad chila level. It's true. Normally, when we talk about Cheresh, we talk about Cheresh, Shota and Katan in one context. So the Mishnah lists them in one context. But maybe the Cheresh is only lechad chila, and the Shota and the Katan are b'di'evet, but the Cheresh is only a problem lechadchila, and we can still fit in the Shita with Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Gemara wants to try to posit, that maybe Hakadi Isa v'Hakadi Isa, they're separate dinim. The Cheresh is a din by himself, and the Shota v'Katan are a din b'fnei atzman as well. The Gemara says, fine, that's not, maybe that that problem that I had is not such a problem. However, says the Gemara, but midikatani seifa, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, by the fact that the seifa of the Mishnah, if you look at it, it says Rabbi Yehuda is machshir b'katan. Mechla d'resha la Rabbi Yehuda hi. Well, that implies that the resha is not Rabbi Yehuda, because it would be very strange for the Mishnah to be saying, essentially, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hakol Kshir in the Kusas Megal Chutz Mecheir Shot VeKatan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir VeKatan. The whole thing's talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Why does only the Seifa say Rabbi Yehuda? The fact that the Seifa says Rabbi Yehuda Machshir VeKatan implies the Reisha is not Rabbi Yehuda. That seems clear, right? So how can you tell me that the Reisha is talking about when it says a Cheresh is not good? It's only a Cheresh on a Lechadchila level. And maybe it could go like Rabbi Yehuda, if the Seifa is Rabbi Yehuda. If the Seifa is Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So Elamai, we got to go back to option A. It's got to be Rabbi Yossi, and it's talking across the board. It's no good. Now,
Rabbi Yossi draws a parallel between Shema and Megillah.
Right, we would draw a parallel between Rabbi Yossi's Shema and Megillah. Just like by Rabbi Yossi says by Shema that if you can't hear it, you're not Yotze, and so too by Megillah, if you can't hear it, you're not going to be Yotze. And I might tell you it's logical because Shema, which is a din daraisa, so you're not going to be Yotze a din daraisa. But so what are you going to say, a din derabanan? You're going to be Yotze?
You can be more Megillah with a bit din derabanan. In other words, we want to say because Rabbi Yossi asks with Shema, he's going to ask with Megillah. Well, one's a daraisa, one's a derabanan. So how can you say we can be more makel with a derabanan? So I understand Rabbi Yossi's din with a daraisa, but not necessarily draws a direct connection to the derabanan.
Okay, I accept your objection.
Thank you for the exception.
I accept your objection is accepted. I need to think about this.
Let's take it to court.
All right. Okay.
Can we make a distinction between reading and hearing?
What do you mean? Are you?
He has to read it.
Yeah. No, there's a reason. No, no, you have to.
Megillah.
What? Yeah.
Maybe the reader.
You have to. I mean, you have to.
Not a mitzvah to hear Shema.
Well, he himself is not Yotze. If he can't be Yotze himself, he can't be Yotze other people.
Right. Exactly. If he's not Yotze himself, exactly. Okay, I have to think about what you're saying. I got to think about it.
But that's not totally true, right? Because according to, what was it, Rabbi Yehuda, the Katan could do it, and he can't be Yotze himself because he's not high of the mitzvah. It's only for Chinuch.
Well, Chinuch, you can do it, right?
Well, we're going to get to Chinuch in a second, okay? One second. Now, you see there's a little aleph right smack in the middle of this line. And this is the Bach who says, take out the next line and a half. Okay? So this was supposed to be a 48-minute shiur, and now it's going to be a 47-minute and 15-second shiur. Okay? The Bach has saved us 45 seconds. What?
Made up the time by wasting your time.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? What time? What time am I talking about? I don't even... Okay. Anyway, we skip to the next Vidilma. We skip to the next Vidilma. I'm going to get dinner 45 seconds earlier tonight.
What are we skipping?
Oh, forget it already.
We're now up to 49 minutes.
From the Aleph Vidilma until the next Vidilma, line and a half later. Okay?
Well, actually, I have something else.
51 minutes.
I have it scratched off from 20 years ago when I learned this Gemara.
What do you do? I usually put a little parentheses. Whenever the Bach takes out these next line and a half,
he says it
because it's not necessary.
Oh, okay.
He takes it out. God knows at this point I should have just read it. But he takes it out. Whenever the Bach takes out a line, I never cross it out in the Gemara because it's not Kavadik. I usually just put a little a parenthesis around it.
I was younger back then.
I use brackets.
I wouldn't do it now, but I could have used braces.
All right. We have plumbed the depths over here. There is not going any lower.
I'm writing a book when it's all said and done.
Okay. So at this point, the Gemara said it can't be Rabbi Yehuda because the Seifa said Rabbi Yehuda, so the Reisha can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, maybe I'll tell you it is. Go to the second Vidilma. Vidilma kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. Maybe the whole thing, the whole Mishnah wraps around Rabbi Yehuda. Utre gavni katan. And the Mishnah is talking about two different types of a katan. We're going to get to the chinuch guy. Katanila, utre gavni katan katanila. And the Mishnah is talking about two types of katans. V'chasura mechzura. And the Mishnah is missing some details. It's missing some words. But if you fill in the words, then you'll make sense of the Mishnah. V'hachi katani. This is how you should read the Mishnah. Hakol k'sher in the course of Samegillah. Everybody is kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz mecheir shote v'katan. Except for a cheresh, a shota, and a katan, b'med var mamurim, when is that true? By what katan are we talking about? B'katan shlo higiyah l'chinuch. That's only a katan. That's lo higiyah l'chinuch. A katan shlo higiyah l'chinuch, a five-year-old, cannot read the Megillah at all. Not l'charchila, not b'diyevet, he cannot read it b'chlal. Aval b'katan shlo higiyah l'chinuch, but an 11-year-old, afil l'charchila. Rabbi Yehuda would say, even l'charchila he can do it. Why? Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Because Rabbi Yehuda is machshir b'katan. He allows the katan. And so, he would learn that hakok shir and lukas samagela chutz mecheresh shote v'katan, a shote and a katan can't do it even b'diyevin. Why? Because that's talking about a katan shlo egi l'chinuch. But, since the reisha is also Rabbi Yehuda, he would say that a cheresh is only l'charchila no good. But b'diyevin would still be good. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Machshir b'katan." That's talking about a katan sheyagi lechinuch, and a katan sheyagi lechinuch, he can do it. He can read it. He can read the Megillah. So perhaps we can reincorporate Rabbi Yehuda, and we can say instead of being forced to say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, and when it's talking about a cheresh, it means a cheresh. No, a cheresh absolutely can't do it. Maybe we can fit in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and say that the whole thing is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. And he would say, when it comes to a cheresh, just like he says when it comes to Kriya Shema, that lecharchila you shouldn't do it, but with the Yevid you can. Maybe by Megillah he would say also lecharchila you can't do it, but with the Yevid you can. So says the Gemara, okay, b'mayu kimta ki Rabbi Yehuda u'diyevid. How did you establish our Mishnah now? You've tried to establish our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, and on a b'diyevid level, the Cheresh, in fact, can read the Megillah. But now we've got another problem. Why? Because we've got a third case. What's the third case? The third case, our first case is Megillah, second case is Kriya Shema, now we've got a third case. We're going to have a fourth also. Hold on to your hats. Elohad Tani, Yehuda b'Rei de Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Do not get confused. This is not our Rebbe Yehuda. This is Yehuda. Okay, this is just Yehuda off the street. Actually, not Yehuda off the street because he's the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So he was probably chashuv, but he wasn't chashuv enough to get the title Rebbe. But anyway, I digress. Elohad Tani, Yehuda b'Rei de Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, learns Cheresh Hamadaber ve'eno Shomea. A cheresh, who's medaber ve'eno shomea, that's our cheresh, that's our guy, okay? Toreim lecharchila, he can take truma lecharchila. He can take truma no matter what, he can take it lecharchila even. So now, if you're going to say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a cheresh only on a lecharchila level he cannot, but on a b'diyevet he can.
You can speak.
So then Mani, who does that? That Mishnah of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rishon Ben Pazi says that a Chayrish Hamadaber Veino Shamea can take Truma Lechadchila. Who does that go like? E Rabbi Yehuda, Dievet in Lechadchila Lo. It can't go like our Rabbi Yehuda, because our Rabbi Yehuda says Lechadchila he can't do it. Only but Dievet can he do it. And E Rabbi Yossi, Dievet Nami Lo. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, well, we know Rabbi Yossi says by Kriya Shema, the kick is up and it is no good. You can't do it at all. So, who does this one go like? As of now, we'll see a little bit later, but as of now, we only have two shitas. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that a cheirish on a lechadchila level cannot do it. B'dievet can. Rabbi Yossi says, even b'dievet cannot. So, this mission that says that a cheirish can take truma even lechadchila, who does that go like? Who does that go like? So says the Gemara, the Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, va'afilo lechadchila. So then what are you going to try to say? What are you going to try to say? You're going to try to say that maybe our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda would say that even lechadchila. One second. Oh. The Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. And so what are you going to try to say? You're going to try to say that Rabbi Yehuda is in the Mishnah in Kriya Shema. By Kriya Shema, when Rabbi Yehuda says that HaKriya Shema v'lo Shmi la'atzlo yo yatsa, what does he mean yatsa? He means yatsa even lechadchila. Maybe you'll try to say that Rabbi Yehuda even holds that a Chereish can even do it lechadchila. And maybe the Torim lechadchila, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda also. And our Mishnah that says, Akok Sher and Lukas Samigel Chutz Mecherish, that would have to go like Rabbi Yossi. What are you going to try to say then? You're going to try to say, Ve'alamai Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu lechadchila. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that even lechadchila, a Chereish can do it? Elaha de Tanya. But that which we learn in a Braisa, this is our fourth case, Birkas HaMazon. Lo yivarach adam birkas hamazon belibo. A person cannot say birkas hamazon in his heart, i.e., a person cannot bench birkas hamazon without speaking. He cannot just say, just think it. Ve'im birech, and if he does it, yatsa. So if he does bench like that, then he is yotze. So he didn't speak it, but nevertheless he thought it, and he is yotze. So you can't do it lechadchila, but you can do it b'dieved. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda allows a cheresh, a person who cannot speak, to do it even lechadchila, then mani, who does this Mishnah that says that Birkas HaMazon can be done b'dieved, belibo, without speaking, mani, who does that go like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. That wouldn't go like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. E Rabbi Yehuda afilu lechadchila. Because you're telling me, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then you're telling me that even Rabbi Yehuda would allow the lechadchila. And E Rabbi Yossi, and if it's Rabbi Yossi, afilu b'dieved namilo. E Rabbi Yossi would even say b'dieved, you can't do it. So no matter what, you're going to be stuck. No matter what, you're going to be stuck. Why are you going to be stuck? You're going to be stuck because if you tell me that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that a cheresh, even lechadchila, can do everything, and therefore by Kriya Shema you yotze even lechadchila, and therefore when it comes to truma, he can even take it lechadchila, and that's all Rabbi Yehuda. Well, then if you're going to say that, then who do we fit in the Birkas HaMazon case to? The Birkas HaMazon says lechadchila you can't do it. Who does that go like? Can't go like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda only says his din b'dieved, that b'dieved yotze, but not lechadchila, and therefore perhaps the Mishnah, our Mishnah goes like that, and perhaps the Kriya Shema case is only saying lechadchila you can't do it, but b'dieved you can, and perhaps we'll say in the case of Birkas HaMazon, that's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. But then how do you fit in the case of the Truma? In the case of the Truma, says lechadchila you can do it. So no matter what, you're going to be stuck. You're stuck with the shitas that we have. Rabbi Yehuda, either way, you slice it can't work, and Rabbi Yossi is not going to work in either any of these cases. So what are we going to do here?
Can you makayim Truma Samaisa without a dibor, or is just by separation?
This is a very good question. This is the question that I had. You see, I'm glad you brought this up. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up now. I think it's important. It has to be addressed. You see, there's four cases that we have here: Megillah, Kriya Shema, Truma, and Birkas HaMazon. what Reb Simcha is saying over here, and he's absolutely right, is the case of Truma is a Yotze Men HaKlal. The case of Truma is very different than a case of Birkas HaMazon, a case of Kriya Shema, and a case of Megillah. Why? Because the cases of Megillah, Kriya Shema, and Birkas HaMazon are all mitzvahs that require a dibur. Amira, you got to speak it. There's no kriya without a speaking. So right, you can't shuckle it. So you got to say it. But truma is a maisa; it's an action. So mehechitesi.
We have to designate it.
Do you have to designate it with an amira?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that is going to be this. When I give Reb Stern homework, he mavish does the homework. I got to tell you.
No, there is a nusach in the sitter.
What?
There is a nusach.
No, I know there's a nusach. I know there's a bracha. There's a bracha, but the bracha is never ma'akif.
Right,
whenever
you're
Natilas lulav, you can be yotzei zayim just by picking it up, right? Midag bei nafik bei. So by lulav, you don't need to do the bracha. So the question is, by truma, do you need to have? Do you have to have a designation? Huh?
Same thing. You take them in your hand. You cut that amount off. You put it in the bag, and that's it.
If you just go like that, is that hafrasha? Is that this? Is a designation that in this pile there's going to be 1/50th of truma? Is that good enough to think it? I don't know. These are sugyas. Okay, there's a very good point. In which case he might be hitting the point and might answer the question that even truma lechora requires a designation, and lechora would require some kind of amira, and nevertheless the Mishnah says that torim lecharchila, he can do it. Okay, tzarechian. This is going to be harder to find out because there's no Shulchan Aruch that's going to say that. But anyway, maybe there is.
The person did it. It wouldn't be a done deed.
Oh, for sure, if you did it, but b'dieved. But our Mishnah says even lechatchila he can do it. The question is, does Truma require a formal verbal designation? Fantastic. I don't know. I'm glad that we brought this up. Okay, this has enlightened me in Torah. You've enlightened me in Torah. But at any rate, back at the ranch, we've got a problem. Because the four cases cannot fit in according to these two shitas that we have. So we're going to have to bring in another shita. So says the Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda, va'afilo lecharchila. Really, I'll tell you that the case of the truma that says that you can take truma lecharchila if you're a cheresh, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And the case of our Mishnah, and when Rabbi Yehuda says Hakorish Mavlo Hishmila Oslo Yatza, that's even Lechadchila. Then how do you understand the case of Birkas HaMazon that says only Bidiyevet? The Lokasha. Hadide Hadrape. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita, and his Rebbe has a shita. The Tanya, because we learned in the Baraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, HaKorish Ma Tzorich Shishma La'ozna. A person who reads the Kriya Shema, he needs to hear what he's saying. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says,
listen in the words.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad, Hishmi La'oznecha. You have to hear it. You must listen to that which you say. Now, that's the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What's interesting here is that the Gemara assumes that the tzarech shiyishma la'azna is only lechadchila. Why does Gemara assume that? I don't know. Gemara assumes for some reason the lashon of tzarech is only a lashon lechadchila. But b'diyeved you would still be yotze. And Rabbi Meir Oymer, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. Kriyashma has to be Alev Avecha. So Acha Kavana Salev Hein Hein Advarim. But Meir says, no, I'll tell you, even Lecharchila, you'd be fine. Why? Because all you need is Kavana Salev. Kavana Salev is all you need. And therefore, when it comes to Shema, you'd be fine even Lecharchila. Even Lecharchila, you can do it without even hearing what you said. And so, we can say that the Shita of our Mishnah that says HaKol Kshir in the Kvot Samagila Chutz Mecheresh, that's only talking on a Lecharchila level, not on a Bidiyevid level, because on a Bidiyevid level it's okay, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the case of Kriya Shema, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says even Lecharchila you can do it. And the case of Truma, that says Lecharchila, that's again Rabbi Yehuda. And the case of Birkas HaMazon that says only B'dieved, that'll again be Rav Lezer ben Azaria. So we have three shitas, and therefore it's going to be totally good. We actually have a fourth shita that's Rav Meir, who says that everything is good l'chadchila as well. And that's why the Gemara picks up and says, wait a minute, hashta da asis lahachi. Now that we've come this far to introduce the shita, the brilliant shita of Rav Meir, afilu tema Rav Yehuda k'rabeis virle. We don't even have to say now that Rav Yehuda holds that a cheirish can be yotzei lecharchila. We can say, like we might want to, that Rabbi Yehuda goes like his Rebbe, that a cheirish is only yotzei b'dieved. And who's the shita that says that you're going to be yotzei truma lecharchila, and perhaps even hakorei shma velo yishmila azno yotza, you're going to be yotzei perhaps even lecharchila? Who does that go like? Hadatani Yehuda ben Rishim ben Pazi, that which Yehuda ben Pazi says, that you could be Torim Lechadchila if you're a Cheresh, Rav Meir. That'll go like Rabbi Meir. So at the end of the day, what we can say is, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria that a Cheresh can only work with the Evan, not Lechadchila. You can even say that that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who say that Chutz Mecheresh is Lechadchila, but with the Evan, it would work. This Gemara, is one of it falls under the category of Gemaras that is very, very difficult the first time around, but the second time around it becomes much easier, and the third time around it's so easy that you mamish don't even bat an eyelash. It's one of those Gemaras. There are some Gemaras that are extremely hard. No matter how many times you do it, it's very challenging. This is one of those Gemaras that you look at it the first time, you're like, there's no way I can get these all, and then the second time you're like, oh, this really makes sense. This is really simple. So we're going to stop here, actually, even though it's only been 32 minutes, but because I promised a shorter, because of that Bach, I promised a shorter shear, and then you guys really threw me off. I'm gonna make good on my promise.
You promised a 44 minute.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, this is only 31 minutes. I'm.